Let's get Coach Serrano in here. Tennessee baseball just wrapping up year one under Dave Serrano. Coach, buenos dias to you. How you doing, my friend? Good to talk to you.
Hi, Tony. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I appreciate you spending some time with us.
Just on the road recruiting, so I took a moment to come on your show.
Coach, year one, did you know going to, I mean, obviously you knew going into the year that you didn't have a lot to work with player-wise. What do you think you learned, and what do you think your team learned about you year one, the kids are going to carry forward?
Well, I probably allowed my ego to get in the way that when I accepted this job, that no matter what had happened over the last 4 or 5 years, that I could change it. And I felt that my track record it was kind of backing me up. And then we get off to a 27-0 start, a 20-10 start, and we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. And then things within the program happen like they do every year in every program, and then we just hit rock bottom. And it makes you reevaluate how you go about things, makes you reevaluate a lot of things. And I'm hoping that this year what we've gone through will make me a better coach, make us a better coaching staff, and make us a better program, because this is something that I don't want to go through ever again. And I don't want to put the fans through it again. I don't want to put our team through it again. And we will uncover every stone to allow that not to happen again.
You know, it's so interesting to say that the first thing you said is, my fault. I'm looking inward here. I'm not looking for other people to blame. I could sense as the thing was going along your frustration in following you in the media, the newspapers, those sorts of things. And I know you get so used to winning, right? And you kind of think, well, I'm going to come in here, as you said, but there are no magic formulas. I mean, when you just looking at the hitting statistics across the board, is hitting the baseball, coach, is that something that when it starts to go south on you, that just feeds on itself? It seems like that's a game where it would just feed on itself, where guys get in slumps, and then before you know it, everybody's having trouble hitting the ball.
Well, it's a confidence. This game is all about confidence, and I think that's what happened to this team, is that we started to get so mentally beat down by what was going on the field that it started carrying over into physical traits that we were doing as
yeah.
a team. And
yeah.
and when our pitching started to go south, when we had some removals from the roster, and when Godley got hurt, we were just talking about this in the office this morning before I left. When we were down by two in the first inning, down by maybe four in the fourth inning, it mentally was wearing this team down, where we hadn't put up a lot of runs throughout the course of the year. We did have the one comeback against Alabama, which was a great night, which led to that sweep of that series, I believe. But there wasn't a lot of confidence that we had done that before and come back that team could hold on to. And you're right. I mean, I have to look myself in the mirror and realize that, and I said this to the team, Tony, and I'm not bigger than anybody, okay? Maybe physically I'm, size-wise I might be, but not with my pride. I told the team at the end of the year, I apologize on behalf of myself and this coaching staff, because we wanted to make a difference in their careers in regards to where we can take them as far as the SEC tournament and maybe beyond, and we didn't reach our goals. And I'm the first one to stand up and say, I apologize to you, because we thought we could make a difference and we wanted to make a difference, and we didn't. And we'll just have to get better from it.
Your coaching career, Dave, you ever said that to a team?
No, I have not.
Wow. But how hard is that for you to stand up in front of kids and say that to them?
Well, you know, Tony, I'm a father, and you know, there's times that I have to say to my boys, I'm sorry as a father that I let you down. Maybe I didn't lead you down the right road, or maybe I didn't handle the situation right. And to me, that's growth. That's maturity. And I'm not praising myself. You gotta be realistic sometimes. And this was about all of us. It wasn't about the players. It was about all of us. We all can go back, and I said that as we said our goodbyes on Saturday to our team after the last out, is that hopefully we'll use this as a stepping stone in our lives, as many of them go on into the real world now, and use it as a stepping stone on what maybe could have been done differently so you do capture the goals that you're set out for yourself or for your team. And next time, don't let it get away from you. And the other thing I said is that I hope if there's one thing that this coaching staff brought to them is that we hopefully made the game fun for them again. And I think there was many times it was fun. And there was many times it wasn't fun though too. But I hope that they were, you know, they're all going to be welcome back. The seniors, I told them, you're always going to be Vols. You're always welcome back. Coincidentally, we had the Lettermans gathering on Saturday at the game. And I told them, I want to see you next year. I want to see you in 5 years and I want to see you in 10 years because you've always will be part of this program because you wore this uniform and represented this university.
That's well put. I mean, because the bottom line is kids can't choose what era they, you know, they end up in or what situations they end up in. And those kids that were in this program for a couple years or several years, depending on the case, were dealt a pretty serious hand of cards with which to play. And you've got to commend kids for hanging in there and fighting through that. And let me ask you something. Do you think in team sports, coach, that guys, when it starts going south and they haven't had success, team success, do you think teams learn how to lose? Do you think there's such a thing as that?
Absolutely, Tony. Absolutely. And I think what we kind of uncovered as the season ended was a lot of that. We tried as a coaching staff to prevent that from happening. We talked about, I think I said it publicly, the difference in this, the difference maker for that this past year's team was going to be how we handled success, but right, more importantly, how we handled failure. And what came back to us is that there was a lot of talk about the past and last year and, well, here we go again. And that, I think, caught up with this team. And I'm going to tell you, from the other side of the spectrum, winning, now I feel I took that for granted because I've been very fortunate, not just as a head coach, but as an assistant coach and as a player to win a lot. And you start taking that for granted. It's expected all the time. Now I can't wait to win on that level again because it's going to feel so good again. And we can never win enough in this program as far as I'm concerned and my staff's concerned. Because we've gotten a taste of this, and it's not, I said this, Tony, my staff and I talked in depth about a lot of things. I don't understand how coaches can stay on for careers and have years like this, year after year. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And I'm not saying I'm a quitter. I just couldn't do it. I'd go into something else if I couldn't be successful in what I'm doing and have a good chance of being successful each and every year.
Yeah, you certainly didn't come back here for this, you know, and we understand that.
But Tony, I'll say this: we did. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. Okay, we knew that. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. This program has had some hard times. We knew a conference win. We knew what we had to do. And like I said, maybe for some part of that, we coached these guys. We did. We coached no differently than we have over all the years we've been together and what we've been taught and learned over our careers from many of the same mentors as my coaching staff, and it didn't work this year, and we thought we could make a huge difference, and we didn't, and that's what happened, and we go from here, and as of, like I told in our team meeting Sunday, as of 6:32 p.m. on Saturday, all gears going forward for 2013. That's all we can do. We're not going to look back. We learned from that. We'll make adjustments from that, but we're not going to dwell on that.
Coach, I've got a couple folks here on asking me to ask you about the five kids that will not be returning to the program. Is that part of the process and your thoughts on that?
Well, it's, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it is part of the process. It's, it was a year-long ongoing evaluation, and for various reasons, we've decided on mutual basis to part ways for all kinds of different reasons. But one thing I'll tell you is as a coach, you get close with these guys and you build relationships with these guys. And I'll tell you, as bad as it seems at times, the tough decisions I gotta make, I'm never gonna throw someone to the curb, never gonna throw them out in the streets. I'm working to try to get every guy that is leaving the program a place to play. And I feel that's my duty, that's my job. And we're starting to be successful. successful in that, and I want to help these guys. This university, this program isn't for everybody, and not everyone's for this program. And there's nothing wrong with them as people. I guess it is part of the process as we move forward, but I will say that we will help those individuals in every case to try to continue their education and fulfill their careers in whatever direction it may take them.
Coach, I appreciate your time today, and I appreciate you standing up today and saying, hey, it's going to stop with me. It's going to start here with me, and we're going to do this going forward. I'm going to give you an opportunity here. Anything else you want to add that we haven't touched on, go ahead, Coach. The floor is yours here on the way out.
Well, I'm going to say this, and I said this numerous of times, and I'm going to say it again. I just got a report yesterday on the increase of revenue and fan support for this past year. And I know that we got to, I think, second all-time in career attendance, but it's the numbers that kind of jumped out at me of how much we did make an increase. And I want to thank and I appreciate the support of all the people. We didn't give you what we want to give you, but continue to be patient. I know you hear that word a lot lately and many of stuff that's going on. But you said it earlier, Tony, I came back here for one reason. That's to help this program be successful. And like I said, we are not going to stop until we get that figured out. And I just want to thank the fans and our supporters. And they should be disappointed. I want them to be disappointed because I want them to expect to have a winning program. That's what this community deserves, and that's what this coaching staff wants. So I thank everybody for supporting our program, and I hope it just continues to grow. And our plan is to bring you something that you could really, really cheer about in the near future.
Coach Serrano, thank you, Paizan. Good luck on the recruiting trail.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
All right, brother. All right, my friend. Dave Serrano, one more time, man. That had to be... Get in the middle of something like that. Wow.